Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kurt Pulfari. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dillman. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bill Dillman. And now, play ball. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Snyder moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Kurt Pulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Bowens moves to second. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Bowens tags and moves to third. Bulfari tags and moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bill Dillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillman strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bulfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bulfari scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive towards short. Salmon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-1 in the game. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-1 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowens takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Dillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillman moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bowens strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims strikes out. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.